Skynet News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. There's no excuse for driving impaired. Use the Lyft code SHOWMELIFT to get $5 off your ride home.
The National Weather Service says a high wind warning remains in effect until 3 o'clock this afternoon for central, east central, and northeastern Missouri. The warning expires at noon for western portions of the state. The forecast is for sustained northwesterly and westerly winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 60 miles per hour. Damaging winds will blow down trees and power lines, and widespread power outages are expected. The Department of Conservation says an anonymous tip in the Operation Game Thief hotline has led to a major arrest for deer poaching near the Lake of the Ozarks. J.T. Gerlt at our Versailles affiliate KTKS has details.
23-year-old Harold Pyatt was arrested near Tuscumbia and is charged with several misdemeanors, including 14 counts of taking deer illegally with the aid of artificial light and taking deer during closed season, as well as both misdemeanor and felony drug possession and drug paraphernalia charges. Under new House Bill 260, authorities may also seek restitution of $1,000 to $5,000 for each antlered deer, with money going to public schools in the counties where the violations occurred. Reporting for the Missouri Net, I'm J.T. Gerlt.
According to a national poll, Missourians will be paying less than the average American again this year for their Thanksgiving meal. Diane Olson with the Missouri Farm Bureau says hardworking farmers get the credit.
It's been a tough year for farming in Missouri with the floods and weather conditions and delayed planting, early having to harvest, a late harvest with the snow coming in. So I think people need to connect to the importance of agriculture. They have this affordable meal on their table for Thanksgiving and every day because we have farmers who are willing to work year in and year out.
The poll compared prices nationwide on Thanksgiving classics like turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie. Missouri retailers could be in store for a boost in holiday sales. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss expects holiday shoppers in the Midwest, including in Missouri, to make it an extra special retail season this year.
Based upon our surveys and this two surveys of manufacturers and of bank CEOs in 10 states, the overall numbers are pointing to a positive Christmas holiday buying season, up 3 to 4%.
Gus says shoppers could see the impact of a worker shortage as they look to buy gifts. He also says college debt could affect how much millennials will spend. NCAA officials delivered the conclusion to the Mizzou academic misconduct scandal yesterday. The NCAA Infractions Appeals Committee denied the school's appeal of sanctions levied against the Tigers football, baseball, and softball programs, including a one-year postseason ban for all three teams. The ethics allegations of misconduct surrounded a tutor accused of doing coursework for Mizzou athletes. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.